Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, y'all.
Good morning.
I don't know how you're feeling this morning because I don't know. It seemed like maybe it's because this is the week after St. Patrick's Day. And maybe Monday was just foggy for everybody. And I woke up this morning and was like, I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I'm at. Maybe it's the Powerball phenomenon that's getting to me. But it is, in fact, Friday.
It is. And Friday is here. The weekend is here.
You got to be excited. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot, $625 million where we stand right now. $625 million
tomorrow. I've been telling everyone in my family and all my friends to buy tickets. You know, just in case.
I don't know why this
reminded them.
I don't know why this Powerball for me, I'm more excited about, and it's only right now the eighth largest ever. And it's not even at a billion. It won't be at a billion for tomorrow night. But I don't know why I'm so excited this one. Like, I have vibes that I could win this maybe. I feel like I am emotionally connected to this Powerball.
You are me every time I play the lottery.
Really? You get all, like, just amped up about
it? Every time I'm like, this is the time. I'm having a really good day. I'm feeling it. The clerk said good luck. Whatever it is, I just get in my own head. I get really excited.
Yeah, my kids are talking about this. It just feels like I'm surrounded by the good vibes for this. So... good vibes to everybody.
Keep putting it out there.
Yeah, man. Just put it out there. So that's tomorrow, $625 million. And so maybe we've said this twice this week, but maybe this is the last day where we all talk to each other at 6 o'clock in the morning. And if it is, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, once in a while we ask y'all, what makes you country? Like, what's the separating item in your life that makes you country?
Yeah, maybe you were a bull rider in the past.
Maybe you were a bull rider in the past.
I know one. He's retired,
right?
But he used to.
Well, that would have made him country. That's absolutely true.
And he always wore a huge belt buckle, too. So things like that.
We got a bunch of people holding on. Let's find out. People listening to Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK, what makes you country?
What makes you country?
I grew up on a farm and waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning just to go milk the cows.
What makes you country?
When you got an air mattress and a bunch of pool floaties, and instead of wasting your breath while you got a cigarette in your mouth, you drive down to the gas station and you hook them up to the tire inflator and carry them back on the hood of your car.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Of course he is.
Why am I going to kill myself blowing up an air mattress for 8 hours if somebody's going to use it for 2 minutes?
What makes you country?
Oh, and then every free moment, mud bogging and trail riding. When I'm not doing it, I'm thinking about it.
When I'm not doing it, I'm thinking about it.
All right.
What makes you country?
Living where there's more cows in the population than there are people. Number two, wearing your cowboy boots every day and listening to your country music radio station every day. And then always being polite and loving God first. Thank y'all. Y'all are great. Love you both.
What makes you country?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Deep Fried Nashville. We'll do this next. There is a country music star who refuses to use a wedding planner. This is giving Melanie massive, massive anxiety right now. As Melanie plans a wedding and you are like, I mean, you've been searching for wedding planners. You're vetting wedding planners.
I know. And the more I search and the more emails I get back from people with the lack of attention to detail that
you starting
people
to bail?
Reply with.
You got to bail on a planner?
I haven't hired one. No planner, no day of coordinator. I know everybody suggests it, but it's been so stressful.
But dude, at some point, you're going to plan this whole wedding by yourself. You won't even need a wedding planner.
I already am. Right. I need a day of coordinator. I don't want a planner.
So just somebody come the day of and help out. All right, well, we're talking about this country music star. She's about to get married, and she's like, no, absolutely not even considering it. We'll give you the reasons why, who it is. Next, Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. We just got a text from somebody, and they go, what the hell are you playing? I said, excuse me, that is the woman who used to sing your Sunday night football anthem. Remember that?
The one and only Faith Hill.
Back in the day when Faith Hill used to do it.
You ready for some football?
Yeah, how do you not know who that is? That's Faith Hill and Mississippi Girl. My goodness.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right. Speaking of Faith Hill, We got a lot of women to talk about deep fried Nashville.
Oh, I like it. Ladies edition.
Oh, it totally is. Let's jump to Carly Pierce first. She's getting married to Florida boy Michael Ray.
They're such a good looking couple.
They really are. They're really quickly becoming country's power couple. And they're not even married yet. But Carly Pierce refusing in caps to use a wedding planner. She says her and her mom are doing it by themselves, she told CMT.
They don't want
a planner. It's simple. And she said she was never the girl who dreamt of a wedding. She just wants it to roll and wind up how it winds up with her and her mom planning it. Doesn't have these images of what it needs to look like. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. I did not grow up. I have 3 older brothers. I wasn't this girly girl growing up. I was later in life.
Yeah.
I am now.
What happened, man?
Exactly. Because I was so polar opposite growing up my whole childhood that now I'm like makeup and hair and all of the things. But I didn't grow up with all these visions of a wedding.
And I feel like wedding planners, especially the upper end, the real luxurious ones, you know, that's a true luxury. And for somebody like Carly Pierce and Michael Ray that, you know, they have the means to do it, for her to say, no, I'll stay true to my roots, where it was just like, me and my mom. It's me and my mom thing. Because that's something she'll remember the rest of her life, too, that she helped plan the wedding with her.
It's so cute. And speaking of, my mom just got in town last night. And
wedding planning?
We're going and looking at the venue today. So she's all excited about it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Melanie Pierce, everybody. Melanie Pierce.
I wish. If I could just look half as good as Carly Pierce.
All right. This is interesting. Maren Morris, right? Superstar, just released an album.
Girl. Yeah.
We just talked to her a week ago today. And it was crazy because she came out the other day and she goes, let me tell y'all something who don't think your dreams can't come true after being told no. She was told no on American Idol, The Voice. Every single talent show told her to go home. And they wouldn't even let her on the show. Here's her talking about it.
You were rejected from both of those shows?
Oh, yeah, that's not even it. I was rejected from, like, America's Got Talent. There were a ton that I didn't make it to. Thank God.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
You know, now people cover my songs for their auditions on those shows. So it's like, not only is it really nice to have my song on a national television show, get to collect the check and have some sweet revenge.
Collect the check. That a girl.
Maren keeps it real. Yeah, she's like, you know, hey, it didn't work out, but now I still make more money off of them than I probably did if I would have been on the show. So,
isn't that the best feeling?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on. You've never been let go or something happened and then you come back and you're just like, yes.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, sweet revenge is nice.
Yeah.
I was talking about being able to sing and collect money for it. Yeah.
I
have no history with that at all.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5
QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. What do you do when your kids don't want to go to school? Like when your kids are like, I'm not going to school, not just today. I'm talking about ever again. Ever again. I'm going to tell you the story next, and then I'm going to let the audience parent my daughter. One of my daughters.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah, totally normal.
This is when you're out of ideas. You let the audience parent your kids. We'll do it next. 99.5 QIK. Morgan Wallen, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So my one daughter, Austin, she's 7, and for the last couple of weeks, she's been going crazy about not wanting to go to school anymore. She actually said she was done with school. She told me she's done all she can do. She's gotten all the good grades she's ever going to get and is no longer going to school at 7.
Does she have good? So she has good grades.
Pretty good grades. Yeah, pretty good grades.
And no one's being mean to her.
Well, no. So we figured out what this is. This is crazy. And I know parents have to deal with this. It's just, and I don't like, not to use an excuse. Well, it is an excuse, but it's a good excuse. Like when you have 5 kids, it's just hard to keep up with what's going on in everybody's life all the time. And so what we figured out was she was at lunch a couple of weeks ago. And there was a kid at lunch who started choking on his lunch.
Uh-oh.
Okay. They saved the kid. I mean, he's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying, though.
Well, for other kids, it is terrifying. So what we didn't know is that she saw that happen. They come over. They save the kid. He's totally fine. But she now has this thing where if she's at lunch, she might choke and somebody may not see her or save her.
And she might. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
That's so scary for a 7-year-old.
Well, and then I started thinking about it, and I was like, yeah. I was like, I guess as a 7-year-old who saw that happen, she doesn't want to go to school anymore and eat lunch. So then her new thing is that she wanted Melissa to go and eat lunch with her every day.
Well, she wants your wife to go to the school and eat lunch.
Well, I find out that Melissa's been doing this.
She fed into it.
She's been going to you know, make her feel calm and everything. And I'm like, yeah, but at some point, like it just, you know, you can't do this every day. We can't go eat lunch every, you can't go eat lunch there every single day. So I got to give a lot of credit to the school and the teachers and the guidance counselor. So, like, the guidance counselor went and ate lunch with her the other day with Austin and, you know, was just trying to, like, just talk about good, positive things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, she was back at it yesterday. She's like, I'm not going to school because I don't want to eat lunch alone because what if I choke? And I'm like, I know. I was like, but you can't think like that. You can't think that that's something that will happen.
But that's so hard to comprehend at 7 years old. You don't understand that at all. So, oh, my gosh.
Well, here's what's crazy.
I don't know how parents do it.
So last night I'm sitting there, and the kids are outside, and Melissa was doing something, and I was finishing dinner alone. I started getting scared to eat because
no.
I was like, oh my God. Like, you don't think about choking, but now it's like it's in my mind, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so now I'm eating, like, really slow. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm really
making sure to chew
God,
all your bites
I know.
Of food.
It's just driving me crazy. But so she doesn't want to go to school anymore. And usually, like, Melissa and I are pretty good at, like, coming up with solutions on stuff. This one has us. This one has us pretty good.
Well, yeah, because your wife's got stuff to do. She can't go to lunch every single day with her.
I told her, don't keep doing this. You can't do this because there'll be another reason and another reason and another reason. You'll be at that school every day.
Does she throw a temper tantrum or what happens when you guys try to actually get her in the car to
temper
go to school?
Temper tantrum.
Oh, my gosh.
And good ones, too. Like,
just loses it.
Loses
Meltdown.
It. Yeah, kind of like... if you want to carry me in, that's fine, but I'm not going to get dressed. You
just,
can,
oh, my legs don't work.
Yeah,
that kind
all
of
that
thing.
Stuff. And then she does one where she'll grab, like, as many things as she can, like stuffed animals, pillows, blankets, and everything. And she's like, you can drag me in, but I'm taking all this stuff with me, too. And I'm like, well, that's going to look crazy, you know? And like, I don't want to be the parent who's, like, on the news trending of, like, you know, unreasonable parents drag kid and their everything on their bed into school, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want that video going around. So
well,
it's
if
like,
I'm going down. I'm not going down
right.
alone.
Everyone's coming with me. 800-992-1099. Call, text. So, like, what would you do at this point? What would you do at this point? And please, I mean, we've already done the sit down and the talks and everything. We've been through it. You know, I'm looking for really out of the box advice on this one. I'm talking about on the edge advice. We've done sit down talks. We've done everything. I have bribed her with the most amazing things you could ever imagine. Including living at Disney World. I mean, you'd have no idea. Living there.
What? Who
yeah.
passes that up?
Well, how could you even make that happen?
I need to go and have a talk with her now.
That's exactly right.
Sorry.
What would you do?
Have
you ever had
Disney.
Have you ever had kids that refuse to go to school? Man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. 800-992-1099. We'll get your advice on the way. And if your advice works, well, you're my hero for life. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so talking about one of my daughters, Austin, she's 7, doesn't want to go to school anymore. So there's a boy that started choking in the cafeteria eating lunch, which is really scary. Of course, the teachers jumped right in, saved him, got the food out. He's all good. Like, everything's great.
Yeah.
But Austin's new thing now is, like, I'm not going to school ever again because if I start choking during lunch, then somebody may not save me. And so we've been doing this now for 2 weeks. Melissa's been going to eat lunch with her. It's just... But I said, you can't do this forever. You can't.
Well, no, that's when your wife can actually get stuff done when the kids are at school and she's already got the baby with her.
Yeah. And two, I don't want the kids to have this thing where you are insulated 100% from life. Like you, at some point, it's
right.
like enough. You've understood that people care about you, but it is time to kind of
spread your wings.
Yeah. You got to venture out into the world alone. Right. And so, it's just been a really crazy few weeks. But so we're talking to people like, what would you do if your kids refuse to go to school? And because of this reason, Darlene, welcome, Darlene.
I know that's not the ideal thing, but let her stay home a few days. But during that stay home time, the few days, there's no TV, there's no video games, there's no cell phones, there's no anything. If you're going to stay home, you're going to wash dishes, you're going to mop the floor, you're going to clean the bathroom, you're going to work in the yard and mow the grass and pick the weeds and all of those things. Because those are the things that happen when you don't have an education and you can't excel in your career.
Pretty good. I think on a Saturday and Sunday. Just for like extra torture, because she'll see the other brothers and sisters playing and having fun. And you're absolutely right, because that's what she'll be doing on Saturday and Sunday when you don't have an education.
When you don't have an education, you're working on Saturday and Sunday.
I love it.
And when you're not at school, guess what? You're working.
Ooh, and that's how you parent.
Darlene, this is fantastic advice.
It is.
And I am enacting what I'm calling the Darlene policy tomorrow.
Yes.
Good job, Darlene. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to call Governor DeSantis and say, we're going to enact the Darlene policy. You don't want to go to school, that's fine, but you're working.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
You're
getting to work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. All right, so talking about my daughter, one of my daughters, she's seven and doesn't want to go to school anymore because she doesn't want to eat at school because she's worried about choking at lunch.
Which is terrifying because she saw another kid choke.
Yeah, and so, you know, the teachers jumped in, they saved the kid, he's good. And so, but now, you know, she's kind of stuck with this memory, these images and sounds. And so she's been asking Melissa to go to school with her every day to eat lunch, which she's been doing. But I was like, hey, this can't continue every day because at some point she has to learn how to cope and get on with this, right? So we're trying to come up with all these ideas to do it. And you guys have been calling in and texting in some great, great ideas. I will say, too, I think it's a good opportunity because probably in the last couple of years, I've probably gotten away from talking to my kids about choking and not putting too much food in their mouth and laughing while they're eating. Yeah. Those are dangerous things. So, you know, maybe us having this experience and being able to talk to you about it is like a good opportunity for you guys just to, you know, notice your kids over the weekend when they're eating and stuff. Because, you know, all kids do it. They'll start laughing,
start playing.
Yeah. And gosh, one little thing and it's just, it could be a big problem. So, you know, I just throw that out there. Maybe you gotten away from talking about it with your kids, reminding your kids, maybe do it this weekend because you just never know. You know what I mean? Like just, you know, smaller bites, chew. I mean, y'all parents know how to do it.
Oh my gosh, you're making me so scared. Now I have all these things to worry about when I do become a parent. Like now I got to worry constantly about my child choking. This is scary.
It's like,
I honestly.
No, because being a parent is awesome. And I've always said through life, I think kids bring you just great luck, great memories, great everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I will say that it's a full-time 24-hour job. You always have to be ready to go. Like you're always on call. But the good thing about it is it's like, you know, you go to work and like, I don't know, let's say you deal with like some boss, right? Like, let's say you have a mean boss or something like, you know, you get like a mean email or some like angry confrontation. And I'm kind of like, dude, I've got five kids. Like you, there's nothing you can
nothing
do to me.
Can
right.
Faze
right.
You. So you've seen it all.
Like, I do think life is most put in perspective when you have a kid, you know,
because I'm sure
sometimes I'll see adults arguing and I'm like, you guys are clowns. Like,
yeah. Like, and you're like, hand, you're wasting your free time.
Right.
You don't even have like, kids with you right now. What are you doing?
Right. Like, for me to have this argument with such childish adults, I'd have to hire a babysitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. All right. Let's talk to Stephanie. Get Stephanie's input on what we should do. Hey, Stephanie.
I was just thinking if you take her to like the kids' CPR classes with that First Aid or Red Cross does, you could empower her to be able to perform the Heimlich on herself.
That
that's a pretty good
so
idea.
Smart.
That's pretty because there is they do have that. I remember when I got certified for CPR, that they teach you how to do it on yourself. They're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's one of the things, and they have them for like infants through kids, so it's a smaller sized person. So I did it when I was 11. So I don't know if they'll take a 7-year-old, but you could call and see.
Hey, have you ever been just because you got certified in doing it? Have you ever been in a situation where like you thought you would have to do it on yourself?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. God, that would be scary. But I've right. actually read stories where people have saved their own life because of that.
Yeah, and so if she knew she could and she had that ability, maybe she'll feel better about going to school.
100%, because like once you have the knowledge, you feel like, okay, I've got the knowledge. If something happens, I can do it, right?
Yeah.
Right. You feel so much more confident.
That's great, Stephanie. Thank you. Yeah, when you have the self-awareness, when you know what you can do, I do think that you are able to take control faster, quicker, you know, and make something happen. That's pretty good. Have you ever seen that that self Heimlich maneuver? Have you ever seen somebody do that?
Yeah, I have. And I've taken quite a few of the Red Cross trainings
because
I used to be a nanny. So I always had to get recertified for CPR.
I remember the training when like you have to find a chair or something like that and actually press yourself. You ever seen that, Kevin?
You can do the same with the infant.
You can do the same with the infant. Yeah. I know. And it's like, but that is actually a great idea too. To, you know, they say the knowledge is power. And I think that that's true. If you know you could do something about it, then you're more likely to be calm and comfortable.
Yeah, so many texts too. And Peter gave a good idea. He said, if you don't want to spend money and go to the Red Cross, you can also try just going to a fire station and talking to the firefighters and having them explain, like, hey, it's okay, and kind of go over some maneuvers with her.
I'll tell you something else too about going to the fire, the fire station. This has turned into a big kids PSA, but that's good. It helps. It, for you new parents out there, because I had to do this too, the car seats are tough for new parents. Drive to the fire station. They'll tell you how to make sure that you hooked in the child
car seat. Right.
Yeah, the car seat.
I heard that before. Yeah. That's cool. They do that.
Yeah. We're getting all the new parent stuff out of the way here today. Yeah. It's good, though.
I'm going to be so prepared down the road.
No, but it's good. You never know. If it clicks in someone's head, it makes a difference. It's John Party now. It's been
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
We give you a category. You name as many things as you can in that category. It's called the Mark and Melanie Name Game. We're going to play it next on 99.5 QYK, right after Kenny.
It's Mark and Melanie's Name Game on 99.5 QYK.
Our contestants, Brittany and Dave, playing for these Monster Jam World Final tickets.
Come on down.
Brittany, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. Name one thing in that category. You'll have 3 seconds. Then, Dave, you'll have 3 seconds to answer. Then you guys go back and forth until somebody can't answer. Brittany, here is your category. Name things that are in a car. Go, Brittany.
Radio.
Air conditioning.
Charger.
Floor mat.
Thermostat.
Door handle.
Air conditioning.
Dave, you did say air conditioning, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Brittany, sorry. Dave said air conditioning. It was his second answer.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Great job, though, guys.
That's what happens when you're trying to drive at the same time.
Well, that should be easy. You just look around.
My next one was going to be clock, because I was looking right at the clock because I'm running late.
All right, Brittany. Well, be careful, Brittany. And Dave, congratulations, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, Maren Morris got blackballed. Man, this is a crazy story. We'll tell you where she got blackballed from next. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Man, of all the clubs, right? Of all the clubs that wouldn't let Maren Morris in, I would have never guessed talent television shows. Like, you just never would have thought. Here's her telling the story.
You were rejected from both of those shows?
Oh, yeah, that's not even it. I was rejected from, like, America's Got Talent. There were a ton that I didn't make it to. Thank God.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
You know, and then now people cover my songs for their auditions on those shows. So it's like, not only is it really nice to have my song on a national television show, get to collect the check and have some sweet revenge.
It is nice, sweet revenge. Idol, The Voice, AGT, all of them said, no, you can't be on our show, Maren Morris. You don't have the talent.
And look at her now. Oh, I just love those types of stories where people either get laid off or fired for whatever reason, or maybe you quit because your boss is a jerk, and then you end up getting a better position. Another door opens.
Like, this is totally her aha moment, right? Where it's like, I've made it, all these people, because they're people, they're executives of these shows that said, you can't be on it. You lack talent.
Right.
And so when did it ever happen in your life? Like, when were you basically blackballed or fired? But then you had the most unbelievable sweet revenge. I mean, that's
payback.
That's her term, sweet revenge. And I did do some research. When somebody does cover their songs on, like, American Idol or something, the artist is paid for that performance.
So they get royalties.
Right.
And so epic.
And if they wrote the song also, the artist, they get massive money for it.
That is so cool. Here the show said, no, you don't have it. You don't have the right package, the look, the voice, whatever.
Now they're writing checks. Right. Now they're writing checks because contestants are covering the songs that they made hits.
I love that.
That's got to be a great feeling. Nothing else.
Sweet revenge.
Little boost to the ego.
Totally.
Feels good. When did you get your sweet revenge? Maybe you were fired or blackballed from somewhere. What happened? 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
We got some awesome things to do in the Tampa Bay area this weekend. I'm telling you, with the weather, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so nice out.
Oh, man. I will tell you what you got going on next, right after new music from Hardy. It's called Red Necker. It's QYK. Hardy, that's Red Necker, 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, a lot going on this weekend. Weather looks unbelievable. We're talking about low 80s, low humidity, nice breeze.
Yes.
Man, it looks awesome.
I love living here.
What do you got going on tomorrow? What are some of the best things?
Well, I personally have my engagement party, so I'm really excited about that. My mom just got in town, so all our family's going to be there. It's going to be fun. But then going on all around town, there's the tiny house convention. I know you wanted to go to this.
God, I love tiny house. People think I'm crazy. I would love
I
to have
think
a
you're crazy. I think
tiny house in the middle
cool.
of nowhere, man. That'd be great.
That's at the SPC Allstate Center. It's going on Saturday and Sunday. They're going to have, 30-some little tiny homes?
It's like 35 homes there, and you can go in all of them and kind of... It's basically,
cool.
It's a big open house for tiny homes, right?
It's a little open house.
It's a little open house for little homes.
And then we've got there's a fish fry all you can eat at Bass Pro Shop going on all day, all weekend long. Then Bark in the Park. You're going to be out there on Saturday.
Looking forward tomorrow for Bark in the Park. That's going to be a lot of fun at Curtis Hickson. Bring your dogs, bring your kids. My kids are going to go out there. And there's food trucks. There's beer trucks. This is truly an event for everybody. Cold beer and dogs. I mean...
Can't beat that, honestly.
Is that like going to heaven, but you didn't have to die? You got cold beer and dogs? That sounds like what it is to me.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Then there's also the goat yoga for a good cause. I thought this was so cute. So the charity Apple a Day, they donate iPads to children who are undergoing cancer treatment in the hospital. They teamed up with, have you seen the Grady Goat? Yoga place
yeah.
in Tampa.
Yeah.
So they teamed up with them. So anyone that's going and doing goat yoga tomorrow, the proceeds go to Apple a Day.
They invited me out there. I think it was them. They invited me for a session like 6 months ago.
Let's go.
I just couldn't. I don't know.
Why?
Well,
goats are so cute.
No, I love goats. And I mean, I love animals. I watched a YouTube video. This guy put a goat on his head and then he laid down with his legs in the air. And I said, I can't do that. I mean, what is that?
Oh, you've done crazier things than that. I've heard stories.
Well, I probably have, but not for everyone to see. And then he got... And then he picked the goat off his head and he said he felt the best he's ever felt. I'm like, well, that's crazy. I mean,
Listen,
sure?
I'm not saying it's not crazy, but... I think it'd be fun. You're just sitting there doing weird poses, and all of a sudden a goat just jumps up on you. How can that not be a good time?
It's like it's stretching with farm animals is what it is, but that's fine.
Sounds enjoyable.
It does. I mean, I'll give it a shot.
Pick up all the poo.
Oh, all right.
Then I'm good.
Then there's that.
But then they're like, downward dog. And you're like, oh, what's my hand in?
All right. Well, there you go. So if you were on the fence about doing that tomorrow, I'm sure that pushed you right over the edge.
For a good cause.
And it's, yeah, who wouldn't want to be for a good cause? There you
go.
All right. It's 99.5 QYK. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Have you ever gone to like Petco, Petland, PetSmart, whatever, and you see the sign like all leashed animals are allowed in the store?
Yeah, I always bring the dog.
Right. And what do you assume when you see the sign, right?
That the dog's okay to come in. What do you mean?
Well, like a leashed animal, it's a dog.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't assume anything. I just walk in with him.
Right. Well, this couple are they in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, so they saw...
Right outside of Houston.
Okay, so they saw the sign, all leashed animals were allowed. And they're like, oh, great, we have an animal we could leash.
Yeah, a little different than a dog. This thing is massive. It was a steer.
How much do you think this thing weighs?
A thousand
1,500
pounds.
I mean, it's a huge cow. And anyway, and I love this guy, by the way. The cow, he looks so just... He's so cool looking. And it was
cow
like...
Is just, the steer's just like so slow.
Yeah, and he's like shaking his horn side to side. And he's like, man, this is like a field trip. Like, you know, this is first and probably only time in a store. And so it's pretty cool. Can you imagine the faces of the people working at a store? And they're like, well, what do? They bring in this animal, weighs thousands of pounds, but he is on a leash. Like, he's leashed.
So now they have posted a photo of the staff at the store. They're all posing with the steer. And then in the video we posted up on 99.5QYK.com, you can see that the the people who work there at first, they're just kind of like, what is going on?
They thought it was a joke.
The guy holds up the leash and he goes, he's on a leash.
Yeah, it's leashed. It's leashed.
And then that's when they start videoing and they're like, oh, and they start petting the steer.
It's so cool. And this story, I was like, well, maybe this should be nutbags north of Florida. But I'm like, no, these people aren't nutbags. They're taking their cow on a field trip and they didn't break any rules.
It's so funny. I want to know how long this was in the making. Do you think he was just at a bar one night? He's like, how funny would it be if I brought the steer into Petco and just put him on a leash?
I think they probably went shopping for their dog for dog food, saw the sign, leashed animals only, and they're like, come to think of it, I could put a leash on my cow and bring the cow down. And they did, and it was great. So good job to them taking their steer out on a field trip.
Oh, my gosh. Great. The horns barely even fit in the door.
Video 995QIK.com. Luke Combs is on right now.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida.
Yeah,
because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
So true. I mean, I know it's cool to make fun of Florida and what's going on here. We can't just totally ignore the 49 other states.
No.
All right. Here are some great, 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 great nutbag stories. Let's start in New Jersey. Cops were a little concerned when they pulled a 19-year-old over, and he had 5 sharks in his truck. And they were like, sir, what are you doing with the sharks? And he's like, didn't give him a good answer.
What?
They decided to stake out his house and get to the bottom of what's going on. Figured out that this man was keeping sharks in his pool, selling them to high roller clients for $10,000 per shark.
That is insane.
10 grand per shark. Man was arrested, charged with multiple crimes.
Now all I can think of is that dang song. Baby shark goes doo.
One of my goals is to go through 3 days and not hear that, by the way. That's where my life is right now. That's one of my goals. Also, New York. This guy really, really, really wanted to go to Six Flags, the theme park.
Okay, fine. I've been there. That's fun.
No, it's great, you know, but just plan a trip out a little better. Don't steal a cab. Drive all the way to Six Flags and then realize it's closed for the winter.
Oh, man. That's like going to Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Then, after that whole experience,
realizing it's closed,
don't pull over to rest stop and take a nap. Because you probably don't realize that your cab is a GPS. They've already called the police. They found the man sleeping in the back of the cab. He was arrested.
Oh, what a dum-dum.
By the way, Six Flags doesn't open until April 6th. In case you're wondering, Six Flags in New York. There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.